Vision Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission radio show. Today is October 9th, 2017. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here on the West Coast. I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank KEPW.org for streaming our shows on their station. We really appreciate that. And because it's an FM station, we are going to refrain from cursing on this station and to honor KEPW's regulation requirements. So thanks for joining us. Today we have with us a friend of our show, Nancy Newell, who's a citizen activist, and we have quite a bit to talk about. So, Nancy, I want to thank you for joining our show.
Oh, thank you, Lonnie.
Well, one of the things I talked about to Nancy right before we got started is this is something that I feel very strongly about, and I'm going to start with this. Over the weekend, we heard a Twitter fight breakout between Donald Trump and Senator Bob Corker. Senator Corker says this, it's on Twitter, "It's a shame the White House has become an adult daycare center. Someone obviously missed their morning shift." Let me just tell you this, if this man genuinely feels this way, we need to call him at 202-224-3344, as well as your own senators, and demand that they invoke the 25th Amendment, which will stop the president in his tracks, demand a review of his mental health and his capacity. The 25th Amendment was written in case we have a president who is mentally infirm or incompetent for the job, and it appears that our elected officials are beginning to believe that. So this is really an urgent matter. This is kind of a constitutional crisis in my view. So I'm going to put that out and ask all of my listeners to call your own two senators, your two elected federal officials, and call your mayor, call your county commissioners, call every elected official you have, because we have a real serious danger sitting inside. Not that we haven't had that since Eisenhower, but Traitor Trump really has no regard for human life, and he does not care how many millions. We've seen what he has done to Puerto Rico. 2 million people still in Puerto Rico. They requested 150 generators. You know how much FEMA brought them? Three generators. Three generators have been brought. They're working on getting more. Gee, that'd work. I wonder how this would be if those people were all white. So let's just be really clear. This is definitely the KKK administration. And now we have a pretty hardliner, Bob Corker, who has really himself not been soft on anybody. We have a police shooting a man in the back this morning in Utah, right in the back, because he ran away from them. They shot him in the back and killed him. This is what our country's turning into, and unless we force these elected officials to make America what it aspires to be, not what it used to be, because it used to be crap, Now we can aspire to something higher. And I don't know if that's a cuss word, but I hope not. Anyways.
Yeah, you're right about that. And there's some wonderful people out there that are acting on aspiring. And I don't know if you heard that the people that put out that huge generator that is recyclable energy under the Tesla theories got together, and the head of that corporation is in Puerto Rico right now with all this huge equipment providing.
Elon Musk? Is that Elon Musk? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's several people, and it's not for profiteering in the situation at all. This is all donated. So there are people that are acting in the way that they should today because it's free energy. They have found we do have access to free energy, and there's no reason that we can't use it in the United States, which some places are, public power is, and there's no reason. We're there. And all these tragedies, we're being taught lessons by the powers that be as far as nature, and we've got to act accordingly, and there are places that are. We're just shut out from the media from these success stories and the heroics and the wonderful work of people.
That's unbelievable, though. It's unbelievable that that our government is failing to the point where we have to have private citizens stepping in to rebuild the infrastructure there. That's essentially what you're saying. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Nancy, let's get down to what we were talking about, because this also, I mean, one of the things you work relentlessly to about the Columbia Generating Station, getting them to shut it down and paying attention to what's going on with the nuclear waste. So why don't we lean into one of the urgent things that's on your heart, which is the transportation of nuclear waste. Can you explain?
That's the answer to the mess that has been created at Hanford. They are way over capacity. It's in the air, it's in the river, it's in the salmon, it's just way out of control, and the regulatory structure has been decimated by the Trump administration. It no longer exists. So what their answer is, before all this started really catapulted into a huge mess, is that they would transport by trucks and probably unmarked all this waste on our highways. So we would be traveling along radioactive material, and we wouldn't even know it. There are releases from that generating station that started in December of last year, weren't reported until April of this year, which is 4 months of us being massively hit with radioactive materials and no reportage from any agency. This is beyond belief. It's been reported by several groups that give accurate information, like Mimi Gurman with Radcast, and we've got the graphs. So it's called criminal negligence. I'm going to pursue that lawsuit and see what lawyer has the guts to go forward with it, but that's exactly what it is. You talk about gas chambers in Hitler's time. Well, what's this compared to? How do you compare this? Thousands of breast cancers. I mean, you're talking hundreds of thousands at this point with the amount of material they're allowing to be exposed, the public exposure to continue. And they don't stop creating it. They don't shut
Yeah, but Nancy, that's nothing. I mean, we have H.R. 3053 moving through the House of Representatives. It's now on in its third committee. Let's see, where is it at? It's now in the Armed Services Committee, and it's just basically being rubber stamped. When we first started talking about this, there were 29 co-sponsors. Now there are 109. I mean, this train is coming. The HR 3053 will make this issue of transporting waste immensely more difficult. I mean, what this bill does, H.R. 3053, is eliminates environmental impact reports for transporting waste. And it also eliminates the need to test the casks that they're going to be moving, the containers. They used to have to test them. They currently have to test them to see if they have the integrity to travel. Now, if this 3053 gets passed, they will not have the necessity to test any of this. It's going to just, right. There's going to be no regulations.
Yeah, and I believe they won't even make it transparent where they're taking this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Precisely. Yeah. And on top of that, 3053 really overrides federal water rights. So they could be dumping into your river or your creek or your lake or any place they want near them, and you have no recourse legally to be compensated because they have a right to do it.
Yeah. Well, in the meanwhile, in comparison, us to Germany, Germany has a similar climate, and they have nuclear plants, and they've closed three of them. But one chancellor after Fukushima saying, no more, of our five, we're going to close three immediately, and the rest will follow rapidly. And she held to her word. And here in Oregon, in Washington, this thing keeps operating and producing this waste when we have not solved the issues, and we're not now. All the officials are non-transparent in what the plans are, or just putting in laws that are absolutely insane.
What can we do about it?
Well, we can turn it around if we can holler. We can certainly shut down D.C. if we have to. The military actually, as is my report, the three military branches have overtaken control of the North Korean situation from President Trump because they declared he's not mentally stable. I don't know if you heard about that. That was reported in Citizens for Legitimate News. So we don't even know. The general public has no idea who's running the government at this point.
Well, that's called a military coup if we do not invoke the 25th Amendment. If we openly know that the military has taken away power from the president, that's called a military coup, A.
Right.
Which I'm not about supporting.
There we are.
But I think what we do need to do then is demand. I think that this makes this urgent call to our Congress and our senators to invoke the 25th Amendment. If we openly know that we have, and I'm not saying they're doing it for malicious reasons, thank God someone is stopping him from inciting a war with North Korea, because North Korea is an easy target, right? That's easy pickings for him because he could care less about them. But I mean, if he were to do something, you know, the worst part is the fact that they are completely negligent in their jobs about invoke. I mean, it's almost like they're afraid to do their jobs. It's almost like they really, they don't have the ability or the power, or I can't quite figure it out, but it doesn't matter what it is. I think we as the citizens of this country have an obligation to pressure him, to pressure them all, to invoke the 25th Amendment.
There is no choice. Really?
The 25th Amendment was really written for this very thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
it is,
that's right, and our capability of, you know, being subject to things that we don't know about, and our ability to act on it is very simple, and people should just do it. You know, like in other countries, I mean, look at Serbia. They wanted the right to vote. They dumped Milosevic. They wanted the right to get out from under Tito, and, you know, you know, why are the American people so asleep? I don't know. I have they been conditioned through educational systems for too long? I don't know. But it's and then they say it's conspiracy theories. And here we are with a crazy president, and they're still talking about conspiracy theories. That's their excuse.
This is the thing. Anytime you challenge the status quo, it's conspiracy theory. I mean, this is interesting. Yesterday, Mike Pence left it was interesting. I actually posted this on my Instagram page. I was studying, you know, I'm taking this political science class, international relations, right? It's world politics. And in the book, there was a section, I was reading it, I about fell off my chair. And it's talking about how public policy and norms are created, how it's actually, these are things that are created inside the concept of political science, right? There is something called, I mean, I about fell off my chair. It's like rally around the flag. It's a rally around the flag syndrome. It basically, the public's increased support for government leaders during wartime, at least in the short term. And they basically have this thing that shows how public support for elected officials go down, down, down. And then when they start a war that nobody likes, but then they rally around the flag. So I was thinking that Pence leaving the stadium and rallying behind the flag is basically declaring war on black people in our country. Because they actually have never acknowledged the blatant racism involved in the judicial system, where cops can murder black men with impunity. They murdered an 11-year-old child. Some cop shot a child within 7 seconds of seeing him, 10 seconds of seeing him, and that guy walked away. That was the most egregious crime of all of them, in my view. That, yeah, to me, is the telltale sign of how really there really is. You can't just give a little. If they were to give in a little bit, then the whole can of worms about institutional racism would be opened up. That's. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to figure this out, but I mean, I about fell off my chair last night when I read this is actually a thought to rally around the flag syndrome, and that's what they're invoking right now. Mm. And it's really just to manipulate the public.
Oh, well, they're not succeeding. I don't believe that they're succeeding. And that's why they're going to such ridiculous levels of thinking that they're in control when things are happening, and it's a distraction to what actually they don't want to paralyze the public. So the people that are actually taking something that will make some constructive responses are acting in a fashion that they should in a democracy be far more transparent. And if you're not transparent, of course, we haven't got a country.
Well, we haven't had transparency since a long time, well over 100 years.
Well, but the level of it today is way beyond. It's way beyond. And we're back into worse than the McCarthy era.
Well, that's because we've had like this little silent coup. I mean, it comes out in the newspaper that three military people have wrestled the president's power away from him and basically boxed him in. A senator on television says, you know, goes to Twitter and says that somebody missed their shift in the adult daycare. You know, the president is making these egregious assaults about Bob Corker, saying that Bob Corker begged him to work for him when it was well known that it was quite the reverse, that Bob Corker turned him down. I mean, this is the mental instability of the person holding the White House. This is a dangerous situation, extremely dangerous situation in the United States right now, which is why I still think everybody should be calling Bob Corker's office at 202-224-3344. Please do, because this is a very serious situation here. We cannot take this lightly.
Well, I think it's up to every responsible citizen to act accordingly. So call into the papers, call into the media, and tell them this is totally unacceptable, your reportage. We're sick of it. We want our country back, and we're going to take it back. And that's what it's up to. Individual citizenship. We've done it. We've done it with nuclear power. We stopped it in the East Coast. You know, we've stopped it in several places now. And nuclear power is a war on the people, right in your own neighborhood. We've got a war on us at Hanford with the Columbia Generating Station. Come on. I mean, this is outright warfare with radiation that you can't even see. So it's up to the citizens, and they have to move on it and stop just thinking that their advancement in a career is going to be their future. Ridiculous in this setting.
It is ridiculous, and it is outright warfare in our own neighborhoods. And there's many, this is the other part, if people really dig into this, which is why I think, Nancy, people don't. Because if you dig into it, we recognize that, oh my God, we are contaminated all over our country. Radioactivity contamination really literally is everywhere. And if it's not radioactive contamination, it's chemical contamination.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, this is the really sad part.
The human spirit, and I truly believe this, the human spirit has shown in all kinds of very critical situations, living a life of quality as best they can, in keeping the basis of the respect for the things that are good about humanity, rather than all the things that we've shown, especially in the United States. We are oblivious to the destruction. I mean, the Canadians apologized to the Native Americans there for their actions against the tribes. This country has never done that kind of thing. We've never stepped up to claim some of the horrors we've created around the world, and that's got to happen as well. But to start off in our own communities right now and acknowledge the severe dangers we're in is the most important thing.
So why don't you share with our listeners some of the activities you've recently been engaged with since you last left us?
Well, I had a friendly visit to Bonneville Power because the administrator is the one that's keeping that awful nuclear plant, creating more waste than no place to put it, and it'll be right in our neighborhoods, possibly in our backyards. And I went in, just as a citizen, you're allowed to go in. I had a meeting with one of the people there and that I've known for years in alternative energy, and the guard stopped me by orders of the administrator. And by the way, the administrator was appointed by the Democrats when Enron collapsed. This guy worked for Enron, and they gave him the head of the single largest grid, electric grid structure in the world, which is our transmission line system that goes all the way to Mexico and up to Canada. So what is the purpose of putting an Enron crook into the head of Bonneville? Well, they've got control of the world's largest grid. What does he love? Nuclear. He's keeping nuclear alive by not, and he's required to close. Just by price alone, that old 44-year-old nuclear plant, we do not need the energy. We are so rapidly becoming like California. We could solve it overnight with all the things that we have available, including energy efficiency, to have a much healthier future for our children and for ourselves. So why is this happening? Why are the Democrats silent? Every single level? I don't know. I don't know. It is unconscionable. So that's why I'm starting a criminally negligent lawsuit and see if anybody has the guts to take it on.
Well, this is the same question. Why are there how many sponsors? 21 sponsors of H.R. 3053. There are actually 21 Democratic sponsors who are endorsing H.R. 3053. To me, that's an outrage. I mean,
well, unfortunately, nuclear waste and nuclear power is big money. This is big money. They can hide the money. They can.
Yes, but this is the issue. See, with the big money, this actual bill 3053 is going to privatize the waste. It's going to give it to the hands.
It's going to be big money. It's like the mafia. It's big money.
So that they can take it out of the budget and give them themselves the tax breaks. That's what I'm thinking. They're going to sell this nuclear waste, the responsibility for this, so that they can take that, I think it's $8 billion out of the budget and just say, hey, we found a tax savings, so we can give ourselves a big tax break.
Well, there you go. I mean, these it's unconscionable times. It really is. And the more that we remain silent, just like the Nazis during Hitler's era, the more we are going to suffer and cause our children and their children to suffer. So why aren't we acting? It's up to us citizens. That's it. Either you are part of it or you're not. Do it.
And this is the thing. Do it even though it doesn't feel like it's working. Just keep calling them. Keep poking them in the eye. You know, the thing is, I believe that this is real, that democracy only works if you work it. Like, each one of us has to work it. Democracy is a brand new idea. Oligarchies, hedge money is like the easy thing because authoritarian rule forces people to do things. So, of course, you know, this is what they found out in Chile when Pinochet was in. Once they installed Pinochet, they were able to knock out all the institutions recreated in the minds of Alan Greenspan, Chile. That's why he was there for 12 years. And yet the people continued to vote for Pinochet several times because they were afraid of the chaos. It's fear-based voting, right? So they called it a democracy. It was called a controlled democracy, right?
Yes.
But it was really basically military rule. And what the people did, ultimately they rejected it, but it set them back financially so hard. Their democracy would be super strong today if it had not been for the intervention of the United States.
Yeah.
And that is really where we're at everywhere around the world. Democracies have failed because of the interventions of the United States corporations. Not the United States, but United States corporations.
You know, with the assistance of our government, though.
Yes.
No question about that. Yes.
It's like this here in Oregon. Kurt Schrader is a co-signer of H.R. 3053.
Mm-hmm.
And I have actually emailed him and called him and sent him the documents from Donna Gilmore's
puppet. Guy is a puppet.
Yes, but you know what? At what point do these puppets read the information? I literally sent him all of the documents from Donna Gilmore's page.
Because his constituency thinks the same way. That's the sad part. That's the sad part. How many of them are making money off this? You know, that part of that district is the big money they make in nuclear waste and all these things that are very destructive to life on Earth. That's a big part of it. And we have to own up to that as well. I mean, let's talk about this and tell the truth. You go to some of these public meetings, so-called public meetings, to try to change things, and people won't talk about these things. So I do. I stand up by myself in 500-person meetings at Bonneville, you know, and all these environmental groups are there, and they know the facts. Nobody talks about it. They have discussions about the nuclear plant and not even coming out publicly to close it. What's that all about? I mean, what are they thinking, that they're going to be able to get through, make it through this generation, forget the rest? That's the only thing I can imagine. But the process is easy to take action and get results. And why not do it?
Mm-hmm. So why don't you explain how you find out about these public meetings at Bonneville? Like, what's your process for finding out these public meetings?
Oh, you just go to their website, and they have to list it. They're required to list it. Now, getting into it.
Is it considered under involvement in outreach or calendar of events?
It is calendar of events is the most obvious. They have a website that's really can be confusing because they want to be non-transparent. But,
right.
Yeah.
That's pretty obvious.
You should be able to find it. Yeah.
So when you go to calendar of events, it says select a filter. I'm going to do this with us here. So all events, we'll just search all events. Now, there's no actual calendar that comes up. There's like a list of pages that you have to kind of know what you're talking about. Like November 7th and 8th, distributed energy resources, utility, cross share, and DER, potential study workshop, right?
Yeah, they put all this technical, the way that they categorize within Bonneville. It's all baloney. It's just transmission lines, you know, and it's a generating station. So they talk about what they're truly using? Not very often. They talk about hydro, and that's about it. And the rest of the groups accept all that and sit there in those meetings. So, yeah, I mean, we need to have other people at those meetings. I mean, I tried to get into just the building alone, just to drop a note off about the generating station being in such so much radioactive production, and nobody's doing anything about it. And they kicked me out. The guards kicked me out. They were assigned. They didn't want to, but they were assigned to kick me out right in the lobby. So that, you know, they made it apparent that we're in lockdown. Bonneville Power is a public agency, and they're in lockdown for any exposure to what's really going on. Now that speaks to the Democrats. Wyden's office is right there. His aide came out. Could he do anything about it to get me in? No.
What did he say to you when they locked you out?
Oh, I'll tell Senator Wyden, he'll take action. Well, I haven't seen any action. Yeah.
Have you ever organized, like, groups of people? Now, this is where? In Portland, where they meet?
Yeah, that's the headquarters. It's a huge building facing the Columbia River. So, it's been there for years, and they do a lot of nothing, pretty much, and maintaining the hydro system. And they've been promoters of nuclear power for a long time. And they have never changed that. So it's really got to be the whole culture of that building has to be changed. Energy efficiency is the main priority as a public power entity. Make the cost the least expensive, the least damaging to the environment. That is their requirement, federal requirement. Do they do it? No. So how did somebody from as crooked as Enron, who is a major part of that decision-making, get the head of Bonneville Power, the largest grid in the world. That is just as unconscionable as Trump getting
elected. The Bonneville Power Station is the largest grid in the world?
Yeah. Our public, we built it. The workers built it, you know, in good conscience under FDR. We're going to harness the rivers and make it possible for quality of life for everybody, FDR's goals. And look where we are. Instead, they're killing workers with radiation. The unions have come out finally with the amount of cancer they have. They finally are getting some coverage. They refused workers' comp to them, the regional group out of Washington, but that was changed. The unions really took action on that, and they're in court getting their benefits. They had to go to court. So the legacy is horrendous, and you might as well just keep at it. Keep changing it. That's the only way we're going to survive.
This is so outrageous that they basically, their comment page is just so outrageous. They have a comment period now for the Kikitat hatchery upgrades. BPA is accepting comments on the scope of the environmental impact statement. It will prepare as it analyzes the effects of Yakima Nation's proposed Kikitat hatchery upgrades project in the town of Glenwood in Kikitat, Washington. The hatchery, which produces fall Chinook and coho salmon, built in 1954, and most, this is a very interesting. So they're having a meeting, and but the way that it's laid out is that they make, even the font is very difficult to read. You can't even hardly read it. I can't believe that this is done unintentionally. They have all the money in the world, and yet their website is very difficult to read.
Well, that's the guy from Enron. Yeah, I mean, what else would they do? Of course.
Well, this meeting will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. on October 25th in the Lyle Lyons, Community Center in Lyle, Washington. So that's where it's going to be, and it's really, they're talking about the upgrades to this facility. They're not even talking about, what's interesting is, you know, the salmon are quickly disappearing in the Northwest, and they just had an accidental release of farm salmon out into the ocean. Accidental, I don't know how accidental it was. But,
and they don't even acknowledge that radiation is the main cause of death. All those groups, right? They talk about every other condition that's causing the demise. And,
well,
and
look what happened in San Francisco this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The shark death. Didn't you see that thing about the shark's death over the weekend? San Francisco,
no.
They had massive amounts of, 5 days ago, they had thousands of sharks and other sea life mysteriously dying in the San Francisco Bay. Thousands of sharks washed up, and there was not one word about Fukushima or even Diablo Canyon, which, by the way, is the double whammy in the San Francisco area, because Diablo Canyon spews its contamination just directly into the river that leads out to the Pacific Ocean. So San Francisco is near there, and it gets, I mean, there are other nuclear facilities, but Diablo Canyon is the worst perpetrator because they basically just pour their contaminated waste right into the water.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then you have, did you hear about this? The size of Texas, the state of Texas, plastic floating in the San Francisco Bay. This was a few years ago.
Yeah. Well, there's rivers in Guatemala with rivers of plastic. Haven't you seen that? It's really sad. There's literally rivers of plastic in Guatemala, just where they don't know how to stop it because Guatemala's like in between, right? The two ocean currents, right? And so their rivers are just flowing with, there's rivers that they have that are just literally nothing but plastic and garbage. Total.
I believe it.
I mean, filled. It's not like a little bit. You know how we have pictures of like New Jersey with a little bit of litter scattered on the, I mean, we're talking whole rivers full, rushing through full of plastic. So we are in environmental crisis here, and we don't have time to mess around. This is why, like, I believe it's very urgent. We cannot, this business, like with Bob Corker, we have to push these guys into being human beings. And just, it's almost as if they have given up on saving our planet. I mean, it's incomprehensible.
Yeah.
I can't imagine don't understand the gravity of it all.
Well, and for us to just give up is not acceptable. And there's so many things that we can do to shift these things. Is the course that we have to take. Every single person living in this country should focus on that too. And a lot are, and I think we can get results that will start slowing down some of this and start changing the policies. I mean, for example, hemp as a container, they say that it's not as sterile for hospitals. The amount of production of plastic in hospitals is unbelievable. And they should look for other ways and find ways that hemp possibly could be used instead of saying, well, you can't keep a sterile pair of gloves, for example. And how many are discarded in one day in a hospital? It's a huge amount.
Even straws. Think about the use of plastic straws. Plastic straws are like probably among the most egregious. Because they're a one-time use thing. There's no way. I mean, you have to be clever on how to reuse a plastic straw. I mean, they're really
And then people think that the coffee is immune, hot coffee is immune to the melting of that plastic. And then but not drinking some of the product of the plastic. I mean, to make it decorative, to stir it. I mean, come on. I just don't understand it.
This is why H.R. 3053, though, is urgent that we roll the tide back on that. It's egregious that it's gained speed, 109 senators and 21 Democrats, 88 Republicans.
Well, that's how bought everybody is in Congress, almost everybody. I mean, come on. We might as well face it and do something about it. I mean, we've been trying.
Well, so what do we do about it, Nancy? That's the good question. So you're suggesting what, phone calls are not really effective, voting is not really effective, that they're all going to get bought. So what do we do about it?
Well, in other countries, there have been very successful boycotts. Why did Germany make that decision? Why are we not making the public do a major hearing? Public hearing, have her invited into Portland and say, here, do it.
Oh, well, Germany turned off their nuclear.
You know, just keep it in front of the public. We don't have to be radiated. We don't have to have the world's record in breast cancer in the state of Oregon, practically the world's record. I mean, we're definitely the United States record of breast cancer. We don't have to have this. So why not do it? Why not demand it? I don't, you can run around in circles for the prevention of cancer. Why get it in the first place? Why cause it in the first place? There's so many things that can be done, and a lot of people are working on it, but not enough, and they're not getting coverage. And that's the sad part. Dr. Helen Caldicott still has to battle to save her reputation. They still attack her.
I know.
After all the proof is in. And everybody knows it.
I know. I mean, she has been, it's really egregious. She's been working her whole entire, I mean, I can't imagine as a young doctor, this was the issue she thought, oh, she didn't become a doctor to fight nuclear. You know what I mean? It's transformed our lives. Once you realize how egregious it is, it's almost like that's the only thing you can do is figure out a way to stop it. But it's this, again, this speaks to the greater issue of having had, I believe, a coup, a military coup after World War II. We have had it appears to me, let me put it this way, it appears to me that the industrial military complex has somewhat become a quasi-state. Like, they can assert their own power, they can regulate their own authority, they basically can do whatever they want with autonomy, nobody can stop them. And they maintain
now 60% of our budget. It's not just quasi. It's 60% of our budget, and the Americans accept that.
And Trump is out there saying we need more for the military. We need more.
Yeah.
We absolutely need more.
Yeah. Well, the military can't stand the guy because of the way he takes the money and hides it.
Well, they're not actually hiding it anymore. I mean, like, every one of his cabinet members have been egregiously taken advantage of their authority.
He's got a personal account that is massive in islands in the Caribbean, and that is a fact.
Who?
Trump. He's had it since he was in New York. Come on. I mean, well, I don't know why Americans like to be so naive. They're so naive about Enron. I just couldn't stand it. They honored Ken Lay as the most. He was the CEO of Enron when he came in. They honored him. 500 people from every walk of life in Portland, distinguished, so-called distinguished walk of life, honored Ken Lay. And there I am with Larry Tuttle, firing the breakfast with what is being served up by Enron with all the crooks that he was bringing into our Portland General Electric Corporation. After the closure of that nuclear plant, Enron came in like an animal that would grab something that's weak and know that they could benefit from it. And that's what they did. And everybody honored Ken Lay. I mean, this guy was an outright known crook. How did I know about it? I'm just one individual citizen that reads international papers. What's wrong with our officials? And why do they just step in line? A long line waiting to get in. So we satirized them with the breakfast menu with all the crooks in Enron. and we got in around all the tables. There was a lot of laughter, but no action. So, you know, own up to your mistakes. They should apologize for those mistakes and start changing it. And they're not. Warren Buffett is another example. He's so wealthy, and he controls now the single largest grid in the world, so he backs off renewables. He says, oh, I have some green. I've put my percentage in. And then he does all the coal mining and the coal operations, which PacifiCorp is primarily. So why do they get away with it? It's all these meetings, like Bonneville, meetings about this, meetings about that, and nothing gets done. But you get the prestige of the grants or whatever. And it's a fraud. It's all a fraud. So get on it, for heaven's sake. It's real late in the game.
It's really late in the game. And I think being so late in the game is what keeps a lot of people from being active. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes. I mean, they certainly solve it. You know, I mean, you talk about we are in the area where organic foods have moved so significantly forward, and people using it and using the practices that Fred Meyers and all are imitating it. Safeway are calling theirs organic. They have organic now, supposedly. But yeah, Tilth should be commended in Oregon for one of the leading in the country organic organizations that stayed with it. And it's, you know, like gospel now. People understand it and the ease of it. We've been given such great gifts on this earth, and we have such pleasures with the wonders of the taste of food that's truly related to earth health. It's just amazing the difference if you taste the food side to side. There's no comparison.
Well, not only that, it affects your hormones. I mean, it's well documented that men over 40 are especially sensitive to chemicals and GMO food, that it really reduces their hormones. If they don't eat organic food, men over 40, that's why their hormones are plummeting, because they are especially sensitive to GMOs and chemical foods, and yet they'd rather go to the doctor and take a little pill. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's a kind of a weird programming, though, but this gets back to the relentlessness of continuing action. Like, how long have you been actively engaged in, and how many hours a week do you say that you actually engage in activism, like reading, researching, and contacting elected officials, and, you know, every week? Like, let's say in an average week, how many hours do you take out of your personal life to...
If you include my recently I canvassed over at the Grotto, you know, the Catholic location in the Northeast, where mm-hmm. people can walk through. It's like a sanctuary kind of place. Beautiful, beautiful greenery section on Sandy Boulevard near the 50s and in Northeast. And I went over there with the Pope Francis's message on no more nuclear. We have got to stop killing the earth with nuclear. And I had a picture of him, you know, at his ecclesiastical speech in 2015, and I was handing it out. So I got kicked out by the gift shop people at the site. So, you know, we can take different actions. How many hours? I would say at least 50 hours a week. Phone calls, actions like that, never letting the issue drop. I talk on trains to people, and then you can kind of add it up that way. So
this is kind of what you do. This is your real primary activity, is trying to get people to pay attention in the Northwest.
Yeah. Well, and then I have friends in other parts that we advise each other and develop new techniques. So on every level, international, national, and help. I've assisted other countries. They've come in to talk to me about the information they can't even get. So, you know, it's something that once you're in that thread, it's like a beautiful embroidery. It just expands itself. And that's what we've been doing. And so there is a lot of, you know, there's a lot more cognizance of how dangerous this stuff is.
Well, there's a lot more cognizance of how dangerous it is, but not a lot of, as we see, 21 Democrats and 88 Republicans are co-sponsoring, co-sponsoring the Nuclear Waste Act of 2017, the Nuclear Waste Amendment Act of 2017. That, to me, that's a shock. That really shocks me.
Well, we just got to go and paste a dollar sign on their foreheads. You know, they used to put pies in France in people's faces, when they would have the, they finally took out of Paris the World Trade Organization meetings because so many people got hit in the face with pies. Well, we should do the same with some kind of radiation mark on people's face in Congress. And the replacement of breasts, do a visual. You know, I mean, Code Pink has done some wonderful demonstrations of these officials. They're just not reported, and they're massive. Massive numbers of people show up, and it's men and women. So, yeah, we've got to keep doing it, and we can be imaginative, and we can be positive. We can, we've got all the things in our own basket of things to do that will cause the change. And it is changing. But when you get that kind of money control, where we have illegal elections, nothing's done about it. It takes all kinds of discussion, but nothing is done. And we're in a sad state, so we've got to really, really do some major things to change this.
Well, I think the biggest thing is the relentlessness. We need to just keep on. Then that's what you're telling us, basically.
That's right, because they're relentless.
Yeah, and that's actually true. That's actually true because even if when we push back, they push back even further. When we go backwards, I mean, and then they get more clever on ways. Look what's happened in St. Louis, like where they really basically the people there have just, you know, they keep having meetings, but there's no real resolve. It's, and this is really the fundamental dirty little secret of nuclear. There is no answer. So all they can do is keep pushing and shoving it around and sifting it here and sifting it there. But, you know, attempting to find out exactly where, you know, how to stop this monster is just, there's really.
The first thing is don't produce it. Don't produce it. Stop the nuclear weapons. Stop the nuclear power. Stop all the sources of it in the hospitals, everywhere. Stop it. And, you know, and it's not hard to do. Other countries, we've lived without it. How many years on this planet? And we can't do it, and we have all these technology. Come on. That's ridiculous.
Well, Nancy, so, you know why Germany did it? Because Germany does not want to say to their people, we didn't know once again. That's what they said after World War II, right? We didn't know. We didn't know. Well, they did know, just like they know about the nuclear. So they had to, like, and Angela Merkel's a physicist. Let's be clear. She knows exactly what's going on there. She's not stupid.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. That's why she pushed really hard and pushed back against the industry. They really, and in fact, they're still pushing back. They are still working hard. Even after they closed them down in Germany, they are still working hard to reopen their nuclear, just like in Japan. The news came out, I didn't read the story last week on air, but there is a, the diet just approved that Japan can reopen its largest nuclear power plant in Japan. They're moving towards doing that. To making it active.
Oh, you know, that's got Westinghouse stamped all over it. You know that.
Yeah, of
course.
That's
U.S. driven.
Yeah, well,
that's
all.
Why.
Isn't it all U.S. driven? Isn't all of this nuclear stuff U.S. driven?
Primarily, yeah.
I mean, when we really think about it, it's, you know, either Russia driven or U.S. driven, because I don't believe that China's in this game too big, are they? From what you know.
They don't want any part of it now. They're going so fast into renewables, your head would spin.
Right, because they plan on being the world superpower when the United States finally collapses. I mean, that's just...
Well,
that's,
I think that's in process already.
Yeah, they're actually...
It's off the planning table. It's happening.
Look, we have a president who is basically incompetent. He doesn't even have the interest to find out about Puerto Rico. You know what I mean?
So
like,
we can
he didn't
talk
even...
about the president. That's what they want. They're just using a distraction. It's our fault. It's our fault. Every individual citizen that doesn't act on this, it's our fault.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that Trump is in the papers so often and it works is everybody can moan and groan about it and say, oh, well, there's nothing we can do. Well, that's baloney. That's absolute baloney. So it's a discredit to our future generations that people would so easily get conned into this act that goes on. So, you know, I'm an activist, so I can say these things and I do these things. And that's what people have to do. Stop the Trump whatever. Just make him disappear. And the military has made him. They've taken a lot of the powers away, so we're not in nuclear war right now. We are apparently firing missiles in the waters between Japan and China. That's going on. And some of the reports that seem to be legitimate and we don't want it to carry any further. And this is serious. And this is deadly serious for a long time on this planet. So let's get to it and make those changes and not let it fall into the hands that want to suck off in other ways. And hopefully Puerto Rico is an indication that perhaps the future holds something that we can move towards, and people are moving towards. The woman chancellor in Germany is moving very fast. Those reports are accurate, and we can count on that continuing. So it's we can do it. Stop grinding on the Trump machine, you know. Just start talking about the constructive and get it done. Throw them out and be done with it. Put them in whatever. I don't know what to do with a president like that. I mean, Nixon went into oblivion. I don't know. With this guy, he sees evil wherever he goes. But, yeah, that's my thoughts. The American people got to stand up with character.
Well, the American people need to stand up. This is the thing. Commenting on social media is not standing up either. Going to Twitter and commenting on Bob Corker's Twitter page is not standing up. You have to contact your elected officials and pressure them. You have to contact their particular office at their offices in government, in their official offices. Because
And boycott. Boycott at every opportunity. Don't pay your taxes. Hold off your taxes. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of this military complex. Do all the actions that keep making something happen and change. That's the stage we're at, and we have to be at.
Boycott your taxes. You do realize what I do for a living, don't you, Nancy? I help people with tax problems. So I understand that process.
Well, of course, there are a million other things. I could tell you a million other things people could do that's not that difficult. And go to the press. You know, I went to one of the press. They were rewarding somebody with the Oregonian. And it was a fraud who they were giving an award to. So I went and I pointed out the things that they don't award people that do very important stories that are transparent, and they award these people that report on how many ships are traveling overseas to deliver wieners, something to that effect. I mean, it's just bizarre. It's totally so. I mean, all these things.
Well, it's all about dancing. They're playing this little dancing game about not having to take full responsibility. That's the thing. We elect these people to go into office, into public office, and once they get there, it's like Cynthia McKinney says, the first thing you do when you get into Congress is you have to sign a pact to support 100% Israel. And if you don't, you get chased out of Congress. In fact, our Congress passed a law that if you boycott, you know, it's now a federal crime if you're part of the boycotting Israel program. You know, where you boycott the investments in the divestment.
Divestiture?
Yes. If you participate and openly participate, you could be held accountable for a felony act in our country right now. It's been they passed the law that says it's a felony to participate in the Divest from Israel program because it's in the United States' best interest, because that's an attack against American economy.
As long as they keep doing that, they're building the movement to throw them out. They're going to go to all extremes.
Well, this is where the weird part is on the movement to throw them out. Ever since Steve Bannon went into the White House and literally hired experts, Raw Story did a whole thing on how Steve Bannon hired experts to bring Nazism into the White House, how to make being a Nazi a sellable idea. So we have Steve Bannon trying to push out standard Republicans because they want more of a Nazi agenda. And then we have another faction, the Bernie Sanders types, I'll just lump them all in one, who basically want to get back our democracy. And then you have all these middle of the roaders who sort of don't know which side. This is what makes democracy such a messy, sticky thing, because it's not like in an authoritarian regime where you can just come in and say, this is the rule of law. I mean, unfortunately, they're playing around. None of them have any sanity when it comes to chemical and nuclear pollution. They're playing around with the future health of our entire planet, and they have science.
The people know this, and it's up to us to do something about it. You know? We give them the authority and the right to do all this stuff. Why do we continue to do that? Other countries get out in the streets and, you know, things change. I mean, what is it about Americans? Are they're holding on to the contentment of their brief, hopefully healthy future? Well, they don't have a healthy future anymore. So I don't understand. Do they not care about their children? Well, I guess they think that they can cure or heal anything that comes their way, which there's a lot of positive thinking kind of things that do work, but in positive thinking, there's action required to change what, if you're in a storm, you don't sit there and say, okay, lift me up in a tornado and, you know, I'll take a little ride. Because that's what we're in. We're basically taking the ride. And we got to get off that ride and start doing things about it.
I think Americans are like battered wives.
I think that that's unfair to women in the sense that women are doing a lot of the change action. They're the ones that are having the
yes.
courage to speak up.
Yeah. That's actually true. That's yeah. actually true. It is the women
Not
who are
the guys.
At the age.
You guys are a bunch of slouches. Get on it, for heaven's sake. So many of them. I mean, they're incredible people. Don't get me wrong. I'm not being sexist here, but the numbers are in. And it should continue on both sides.
This is why Kevin Blanch was like so offensive, because he was always yelling at the men, like, where are you guys? You bunch of cowards and blah, 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 you know, because they're like refusing to stand up. And yet there are people like, you know, a YouTuber named Glenn Woodford goes out and stands out in front of the Paducah nuclear processing plant by himself with his sons out there. His life has been threatened. People have not joined him. He lives in a town in Paducah, Kentucky, where people like the nuclear thing. They don't believe that their illnesses have been caused by nuclear. So the brainwashing is so devastating and complete.
Well, look at Hanford. That's a perfect example. The Hanford area, the Tri-Cities. Oh, my goodness. I mean, there's a birthing center. A woman called me and said, you are so wrong about radiation causing problems in the Tri-Cities. It was an unbelievable conversation.
Did you send her to Dr. John Goffman and Arthur Tamplin's books?
I sure did.
And what did she say? Did you contact her afterwards?
She didn't even read it.
Huh.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So, yeah. But, you know,
that doesn't mean we have to give up.
Down.
It doesn't mean we have to give up. It does not mean that we have to give up.
No, that's because the workers are now acting on it. All these workers are coming forward publicly, and this is huge. And it's huge cases because you're talking millions of dollars in health care costs, et cetera. And the money's there. If we stop spending 60% on defense, there's absolutely no reason for that. So, the answers are there. That's what people think. Oh, no, we can't possibly. We can't. Baloney! Baloney!
Well, Nancy, I want to thank you for joining us. We have 20 seconds left, and I really appreciate you coming back and being a friend of our show and encouraging people to keep active and to be active and be relentless about it, because it does matter. It is up to us. It does matter. Put your courage feet on, you guys. Really, take some action. Do what you are intuitively being led to do. It does matter. We'll talk to you tomorrow.